You don't know which departments are using our products, although we will cover that just so that we know that it is covered. And so knowing who is using which product line we've got on here. What I mean is you're calling on a hospital and there are so many different departments to call on. As I mentioned before, you have to make a choice of, well, what would be two departments that I'm going to call on this time around. Part of it could be determined by a lead that you have from an account for a specific department, or an appointment that you have, and that you might then, if you are through with that department, let's say that you had an appointment with, decide that while you're there, you'll call on maybe one other department, or perhaps two. So if you had an appointment, let's say in the operating room, and you went to the operating room and you called on them, and you might think, okay, I'm here, rather than just turn around and walk out of the hospital, I haven't been to lab yet, you know, so maybe I'll hit lab and maybe I'll hit pharmacy and then I'll bang out and go on to my next call.
Well, especially if one product ties into two departments. I mean, if you have luck with maybe a prep kit in OR, you might as well go down to Central
and talk to her about it, right?
Since you can use OR as a...
Right. Something you may want to follow up on if there's something else too that you had, you might want to go to that department, or if it's the first time in, just to have exposure to some other department in the hospital. You might, for example, be able to move around in a hospital and bounce from one department to another, and of course find that you can't see anyone in lab because they are busy there and you can't see anybody. And I guess my thought here was you may have had two or three departments in mind before you ever walked in there that you wanted to call on. So couldn't see the gal in lab, she's busy, an x-ray was busy, or they were on vacation or whatever. So you go to pharmacy, or you go to physical therapy, or you go to respiratory therapy, or any one of the other areas. So you haven't made a wasted trip, you know, for yourself, because you've paid for parking, you've driven there, and you know, or you got out of the car. Now if you'll notice on your call report, the left hand column where we have titles by departments, this should be an indication to you as to what the various areas of the hospital are that we cover. And some of them, as a matter of fact, might not be applicable any longer because we might have dropped a particular line that brought us into that specific department. But for the most part, though, you will see titles like intensive care unit and central supply and operating room and OB, respiratory therapy, physical therapy, lab, bacteriology, and x-ray. These also serve as a reminder to you as to what the various areas are that we call on. And so if you call on a hospital and you have an appointment to see the CSR supervisor, and it turned out that the CSR supervisor was called away because of an emergency, and that will happen, you don't have to turn around and walk out of the hospital after having driven for over 30 miles, because there are other areas of the hospital that you can call on that will make a trip worthwhile. And I think this then leads us into taking product by product and discussing what areas of the hospital should we call on relative to that particular product line. And I know that some of these are basic, and by now you have covered these products with the shows that we've attended, and you've gotten a very good idea of what they are. We'll cover them anyway just in case I've overlooked something. And I have this listed down, but let me read this on and then we'll get back to it, as I said before. As I mentioned at this point that this has been, let's see, we start out with American White Cross. I mentioned at this point that this has been a dealer line, and it really has not been promoted at the hospital level, not in our territory anyway. I don't know if anyone else has done it, other reps. However, I think it is worthwhile to promote at the hospital level. Band-Aids and adhesive tape are items that you will want to talk to purchasing and CSR about. I don't have my list in front of me, so I will try to go by memory as to which lines we have. So I will probably go out of order, but we'll go on with it anyway. EZM is simple, one that is strictly x-ray, and as I mentioned on the earlier tape, the people that you want to see an x-ray are the chief x-ray technicians and the chief radiologist. The chief radiologist is an MD. There are situations where the chief technician can make the decision, and there are situations where the radiologist will, and Frank Zaloski will cover that for you, I'm sure, in great detail. Healthmark is a much broader line. It is probably the broadest line that we have as far as different areas that use our products. The Disclave bag is a definite CSR item. operating room also to some extent, an infection control nurse, or another name for the infection control nurse is epidemiologist. Now try that one, epidemiologist. That would be it about as far as the display bag is concerned. The bacti bag is bacteriology. That's pretty simple. As I mentioned, what I should mention is that bacteriology comes under the heading of laboratory, but it is a subdepartment under laboratory, and there is usually a supervisor in charge of bacteriology. So if we thought about it as to how it works, you got lab, okay, here, and you got the laboratory supervisor, and then under laboratory he's got different departments. He has chemistry, he has bacteriology, he has histology. He's got a number of different departments. I don't know what the hell they're doing in these various departments. I do know what they're doing in bacteriology, you know. So we're trying to sell them our bacti bag, and that I feel is the best department to go to.
Where they do, they grow cultures there.
Yeah, and they're doing all kinds of testing of various bacteria, if you will, and to determine if there's been any growth or what the bacteria is that the patient came in contact with. Well, what we're concerned about is that they've got these different supplies that become contaminated because of the different testing that they're using, and that we talked, they need to render these sterile before they throw them out. So bacteriology is responsible for this, and there's usually somebody that has to do this dirty work of picking the bags up or bringing it in and sterilizing it right up there. And usually that's who we want to see. The supervisor in charge of bacteriology, that is the person that you want to see about bacteria bags. That individual may or may not be able to make a decision, and that's true. There are also situations where you're better off seeing the chief lab technician. Now I contradicted myself as to what I said. There are times when the supervisor in bacti really doesn't have any authority, you know, and you're not going to know it until you've called on them, and that it's really the chief lab tech that might make the decision or can really see the value in this product. Usually it's the end user, but, you know, not 100%. Is that clear, friend?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are also situations where you're better off seeing the chief lab technician. She is the supervisor of the overall lab. She answers to a pathologist, to a doctor. But he or she, that's the chief tech now, can make a decision on many, many things that are used in a laboratory. So they are good to see on the bags also. But frankly, as far as bacti bags are concerned, if I had my choice, I would rather see the bacteriology supervisor, because that is the individual closest to using our product. As far as our lab tray is concerned, definitely the chief lab tech, and the chief lab tech might suggest that you see the supervisor that is in charge of the blood collection, hematology. Okay, before we get into the trays themselves, then HealthMark will take the carrying tray. The lab tray we talked about. Strictly laboratory. The eye tray, something's wrong here. The eye tray is a central supply room product. I've got this down, so don't worry about it. Pharmacy and emergency room. The security tray is pharmacy, respiratory, therapy, nursing, and that would be about it. What other trays do we have? The all-purpose tray, I would say, would be pharmacy central supply. I'm sure there are other areas also, but those are the two major categories.